great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Welcome, NBA fans. Tonight's NBA
Man, nothing beats seeing an NBA game in person.
Hey, buddy, thanks again for driving.
So, where are our seats?
Oh, we're sitting right around the corner.
Hey, but before we do anything, let me stop for a second at the designated driver booth and make the pledge.
Excuse me, sir, did you say designated driver?
Yeah, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Congratulations, you are a winner. And for being the designated driver and always buckling up every trip, every time, you have won the adoration of your friends and family who will get home safely from the game.
Cool.
Your prize also includes the gratitude of all of the drivers on the road who won't have to fear for their lives. And finally, you've won the chance to follow your favorite NBA team to the NBA Finals because responsibility has its rewards.
Woo! Yeah!
To find out more, visit the designated driver booth at the arena or visit rhir.org. A message from this station and Team Coalition.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell is sponsored by Equity Resource, a development, construction, and investment firm that is transforming properties throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Our mission is to develop properties at a high level of value, a low risk of investment, while providing impeccable service to our customers. When you're ready to sell, renovate, or invest in a property, choose Equity Resource. Call us today at 202-621-6632 or visit our website equityresource.net.
News Talk 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C., a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCnews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. I am your host, Attorney Ethel Mitchell. Welcome to all who are listening live throughout the world on Radio 1 Station 1450 AM, WOLDCnews.com, and LawTalkWithEthelMitchell.com. We have an interesting program for you today. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's the beginning of a few programs I'm going to do about money. We have a great guest that can tell us about money today. Mr. Rodney Brooks of USA Today is going to be our guest today. But let me first say, this program is brought to you by my law office, Wills and Trusts, LLC, where I prepare wills, trusts, power of attorneys, and advanced medical directives. If you or someone you know needs a will, a trust, or assistance administering an estate, call me at 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Each week you hear me say, law is powerful, because it is. It can help you or it can hurt you. It impacts everything you do. What you don't know can hurt you, and what you do know can empower you. And each week, Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell aims to empower you by bringing you professionals to enlighten you. Well, I think we can say the same thing about money. Money is powerful. It can help you or it can hurt you. It impacts everything you do. What you don't know about money can hurt you, and what you do know about money can certainly empower you. So today we have a program with a very esteemed guest. Mr. Rodney Brooks is going to be on with us in just a moment. But I do have to remind you that all of our programs are archived at lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com. So if you missed a program or you know someone that you think needs to listen to a program, you can go there, lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com, and know that the programs are posted there. Also, no attorney-client relationship is established by anything that is said on this program. Each person's circumstances are different, and you must seek individual counsel for any situation for which you need legal, and I want to say financial advice as well. My executive producer, Stacey Royster, is in New York today, attending the Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network Convention. But she's with us virtually. My wonderful radio engineer, Daryl Farley, is here, as always, and he will be answering the phones for us. And I welcome your calls. I invite your calls. You can call us at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Mr. Rodney Brooks received his B.S. Bachelor of Science degree in Communication Arts from Cornell University. He completed the Advanced Executive Program at the Media Management Center at Northwestern University and Kellogg School of Business as a McCormick Tribune Fellow in 2008. In 2010, he received an executive certificate in financial planning from Georgetown University. Before that, he was assistant business editor at the Philadelphia Inquirer and a reporter at the Bulletin in Philadelphia, the Asheville Citizen Times in Asheville, North Carolina, and the Ithaca Journal in Ithaca, New York. Mr. Brooks serves on the board of the Associated Press Media Editors and the APME, which is the Associated Press Media Editors Foundation. He has also been active in the National Association of Black Journalists, serving as treasurer, member of the executive board, and co-chair of the Financial Committee. In 2007, he received the President's Award for his contributions to NABJ. He also served on the board of the Society of American Business Editors and Writers. Mr. Brooks is a member of the Associated Press Media Editors, the Financial Planning Association, the Society of American Business Editors and Writers, the Trotter Group, which is a national association of African American columnists, and the Cornell Alumni Association and the Cornell Black Alumni Association. Rodney A. Brooks has been with USA Today since 1985. He now coordinates all personal finance on all platforms of USA Today, including all staffers and columnists. He is a real expert and is an author or the author of one of the best books I have ever read, and I recommend everyone get it today. It's an ebook that you can download in less than a minute from Amazon for only $2.51. That's $2.51. It is called Is $1 Million Enough? A Guide to Planning for and Living Through a Successful Retirement. It was just published in February of 2015, and it is loaded with excellent information. So I recommend everybody to go to Amazon.com and download that book because it is excellent. Welcome, Mr. Brooks, and thank you for joining Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell.
Larry, thank you for having me.
Ah, my pleasure. My pleasure. Tell my audience, first of all, what are some strategies that you recommend for getting ready for retirement? And make it clear that you're not talking about waiting until you're 60 years old to do this, okay?
Let me throw a couple of facts at you before we get into the strategies, because you know, I talk to a lot of financial planners, and most of them tell me that people spend more time planning vacations than they do planning for their retirement.
Ooh, not good.
Yes. and the problem is people wait. Yes, yeah, people wait until they're, you know, 50, 55, 60, and then they say, okay, so what am I going to do in retirement? So the first thing I'd say is don't wait. You know, you should start thinking about retirement, you know, in your 30s and 40s. That's when you should start saving and start thinking about what you're going to do. And the closer you get, you know, the more you can put together what is exactly your retirement is going to look like.
Right. And the more you have saved, the more options I would think you have
as well.
You know. You know, the Washington Post had an interesting article Easter Sunday. It was about the possibility that in the not too distant future, we would be living to be 150 years of age. And, you know, I was thinking about that. That's a long time. And, you know, even now people live 30 years after they retire.
Right. And that's, you know, one of the biggest perils, I have to say, is people are afraid of running out of money in retirement, and they should be, because these days you can live as long in retirement as you did in your working life. It's not uncommon to be retired for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you live till 90. So you have to figure out how to make whatever you have saved last.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with that is that most people have not saved. Actually, a lot of people have not saved at all. There's a survey out last year that over one-third of Americans have saved less than $1,000 for retirement.
Oh, my God. Well, what about Social Security? Don't people say, well, we'll just live off of Social Security?
And that's another misconception. Social Security, the average Social Security payment is about $1,300 a month. And most people don't realize Social Security was never really meant as a retirement fund. It was always meant as something that to supplement your pension or your 401k. And one of the reasons today people are so in trouble is because, you know, companies have basically gotten, you know, like our mother and our father, our parents
mm-hmm.
used to have pensions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the companies
mm-hmm.
took care of them, you know? So you set this date and you would get this check every month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the last 20 years, people have moved to 401ks. And the thing with that is you have to actively take care of that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to opt in. You have to make your choices. So basically, you know, the whole responsibility is in your lap. So that's why it's so important that you think about retirement and you figure out what you have to do.
Okay.
Because a lot falls on you as a person now.
Uh huh. Instead of just being able to depend on your company or something, even a lot of medical benefits that people used to get when they retired are getting cut as well.
That's right. Not many companies pay medical benefits in retirement anymore.
Right.
You know, that was a union benefit. So, okay, so that's another thing you have to think about when you retire, because you have to pay your own medical.
Your own medical.
Most likely you're going to have to pay. And you also have to plan for a medical, if something happens, you know, medical emergency, but, you know, you have to plan for health care and retirement.
Yeah. Stuff happens.
Stuff happens, and you have to pay it yourself. So, that's one of the things that can really eat into your retirement is if you have not planned out, and your spouse gets sick and you have to put out all this money, then it's going to eat into your retirement savings.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking to Rodney A. Brooks from USA Today. Give us a call as we continue this conversation at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. So tell us, what are some strategies, Rodney? What do you recommend people do?
Let's sort of look at it from another way, because you could sort of build on strategies if you realize what the biggest mistakes you can make and saving for retirement. By identifying the mistakes, then you can sort of see what you need to do. So one of the biggest mistakes is not saving, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Was it ever too late to start saving?
It's never too late, but the later you save, the
less money you're going to have.
The less money you're going to have, but also, you know, there are things you can do if you start saving. You know, it's not all hope is not lost. It means that you're going to have to work longer.
Okay, working longer might be one option.
Right? Uh-huh. To cut back on your expenses.
Okay, spend less. Uh-huh.
Get rid of debt. And, you know, and depending on how severe it is, you may have to sell your house and move. You may have to move into smaller quarters.
Or move to a less expensive place.
Or a less expensive city.
Mm-hmm. So, I've been hearing people talk about that. A lot of people moving back to the South because the quality of life is good, and it sure is less expensive than D.C. and New York.
That's right.
Or maybe in your book you mentioned maybe D.C. to Hagerstown, or, you know, like a smaller town in Maryland, not necessarily so far away, but
right.
just a less expensive place than in the city where you're living now.
Yes, yeah. You know, most people want to stay where they are in their houses. And, you know, particularly, you know, when you retire, you don't necessarily need that house. You don't need all that space.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need all that expense. You know, and some people will actually still move to a condo, but some will still and actually rent a house. So those are all options.
Those are options. Okay.
Okay. So let me talk about another one. Talk about what people are not doing and the strategy. People need to contribute to their 401k. We already talked about that.
What's that? What's so special about 401ks? Explain that to my audience, please.
Well, the 401k is basically it's a company option for basically companies replaced the pension with the 401k, and the 401k is a savings plan. Now, one of the advantages is the contributions are tax deductible.
So
the amount you're putting in basically comes out pre-tax. So it's less of an impact on your paycheck than you may think. Now, the second thing about it is almost all companies have a company match. Actually, many companies who have a 401k have a company match.
Mm-hmm.
That means they match up to 3%. They match up to 10%, but many match, you know, up to 3% of what you're putting in. So basically, if you don't put in anything, then you don't get the match. So this is like wasting free money.
Fine. So, can we get an example? Like, if you're making $50,000 a year and you put in $10,000 a year, then first you get pay taxes on $40,000 a year. So your taxes go down.
Right.
Plus, you get a couple of hundred, or maybe even $1,000 more from your job.
Right.
In your savings, and then of that continues to grow tax free, and it keeps compounding and growing. Is that the idea of it?
That is the idea. So you touched on compound, which we'll talk about compound interest, because this is Einstein called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When I talk about you need to start saving early, okay. Here's an example, okay. So you could look at it as a 5% interest, or you could look at it as a 5% return in the stock market. But okay, so if you have $100,000 and you saved it for 10 years, and you got interest or 5% return over 10 years, okay, that $100,000 will increase by $62,000.
Wow.
Okay.
5 years?
That's amazing. When you say compound interest, okay, so basically, you know, you get, okay, the first year you have your balance, and then you have
your interest.
Interest, right.
Right.
So the interest is compounding the entire time, okay, which is why.
You're getting interest on interest.
That you're getting interest on interest.
Right.
That's why it's so important to start saving early.
Okay. That's important to know. That really is. And is that one of the benefits of having a financial planner? A lot of people don't really understand the benefit of a financial planner. Can you tell my audience a little bit about that? I mean, a lot of people think financial planners are just selling insurance, but Tell us a little bit about how financial planners can really help you, not just with retirement, but at any stage in your life.
Yeah, the first thing, there are all kinds of financial planners. They're good ones, and one of the things you can look for is a designation, a certified financial planner or a chartered financial planner.
CFP.
Basically, they are going to make you sit down and think about how you can save, and put it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first things they're going to do is say you need to do a budget. Now, you know, as much as we talk about budgets, most people don't have budgets.
Right.
You get to a certain, but it's important to see how much you spend, and it's also really important to save.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stress that. I keep saying that. I can't stress it enough. People say pay yourself first. Suggest saving 10-15% of your pay.
Is really critical. Listeners, you're listening to Rodney A. Brooks of USA Today. We have to take a break right now, but we'll be right back. And I hope you will give us a call, because we have a real expert on the line here. We'll be right back. We have to take a break.
1450 WOL, where information is power.
It's now open, St. John's Kitchen, 5315 East Capitol Street, Southeast. It's soul food cooking at its best. Stop by today and get some liver and onions, pig feet, fish, meatloaf, chitlins, mac and cheese, collard greens, and so much more. And they're open for breakfast, too, with salmon cakes, scrapple, and pancakes, and you have to get a slice of that sweet potato pie. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., St. John's Kitchen, soul food at its finest. 202-575-2826.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts. Don't miss this limited time offer. We're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. Call 800-489-0567. That's 800-489-0567.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
Welcome back. You are listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We are speaking with Rodney A. Brooks, Deputy Managing Editor and Personal Finance and Retirement Columnist for USA Today. He's also the author of a wonderful book about retirement planning. Is $1 million enough? A Guide to Planning for and Living Through a Successful Retirement. Rodney, you were telling us about the kinds of things that you recommend to for people to start doing in general, but in particular if you're thinking about retirement. And we were talking about a financial plan. Do you recommend that people have financial plans?
Yeah, because it sort of puts down, it basically is a goal, you know. It's like people who have life goals, you know, it's easier to meet them once you put them down and see.
Yeah, whether it's sending a kid to college or buying a new house or retiring, whatever it is. Yeah,
And all those things cost money.
Yeah. Well, money's powerful.
Right.
It is. It really is. So if you have a plan, what are the kind of things, since we're talking right now about retirement, what are the kind of things that you think people need to plan for when they stop receiving their paycheck? Why don't we talk about it that way?
Okay.
So you're not getting a paycheck anymore. What are the kind of things that you need to know and try to plan for?
At the title of the book is $1 million enough? Okay. $1 million sounds like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Until you think about, you know, when we, remember we were talking about people can live for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you save in your retirement savings, you know, if you have $1 million and think about, that's, okay, you're not going to get checks coming in anymore.
Right,
so
right.
This is what you have to live off for 30
years.
Yeah,
that's it.
You know?
Hold on just a moment. Rodney,
sure.
We have a caller.
Okay.
Daryl, can you put the caller on? Thank you. Hello?
Yes, Michael McDonald speaking.
Yes, Mr. McDonald, you have a question for my guest?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The question is, I am a recent military retiree,
mm-hmm.
and I've started working with a new corporation,
mm-hmm.
and I would like to know how I can maximize, or what strategy should I employ to maximize my retirement savings at this point, at the age of 50?
Good question. Rodney?
Okay, there's a couple of things I'd say. Okay, one is African-Americans as group, we don't invest enough in stocks, and that's one of the reasons our savings are really low compared to white Americans. And the stocks over the year, stock market over the years is the best return on anything. Okay, so, and another thing, you know, talking about stocks is, you know, there used to be this old formula where as you get older, you move money out of stocks and into bonds because you want your retirement savings to be safe. Well, going back to longevity again, we're living longer, so financial advisors don't say, you know, move all your money out of stocks anymore because you need that return because you're going to live longer. So the first thing I'd say is go to a financial planner, have them do a financial plan for you, okay? Make sure you're invested in the stock market, and One of the things that people are really generally confused about and is Social Security. The longer you wait to take Social Security, the more money you get. In other words, okay, I said the average Social Security payment is about $1,300. Most people take Social Security as soon as they are eligible, like at 62. But if you wait, the amount you receive increases about 8% each year, okay, until 70. Okay, so a lot of people are suggesting you wait until 70. And the one of the things is if you start taking it early, you basically lock yourself into that lowest amount for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. So if you don't need the Social Security right away, don't take it right away.
That's right.
That's what you're saying. And you're saying make sure that you begin to save in the stock market.
Invest in the stock market.
Now, do you recommend that you use a financial planner or someone to help guide your investments?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's scary to me. I know a lot about it, but I won't do it by myself.
Yes, I do. I recommend, you know, especially if you're nervous about it, they will, most of these financial advisors will put you in, you know, but you know, that's the key about it. You got to have a financial advisor you trust. You know, and you don't want to try to make up for everything to get into some speculative stocks, but you want to be in the market and you want to be in it for the long term.
So we have a gentleman who is 50 years old. He has, I assume, retired from one career and starting with another career. He still has. Certainly, even from the traditional age of 65, he's got another 15 years or so before he would be ready to retire. What are the kind of things that you would recommend that he look at and think about? And what are the kind of things that, if he's married, he would be talking about with his spouse? You know, what are their expectations, how they want to plan? Can you speak to that? Because that was one of the parts of your book that I really, really liked. You really kind of speak not just to the money part, but to the whole preparation as a whole being, you know, for retirement. What kinds of things do you recommend that people talk to each other about and think about while they're planning, not just their money?
Yes. Well, you'd be amazed at how little couples talk about finances. And heading into retirement, that's really important. Spouses should sit down and talk about what retirement for us is going to look like. So, you know, you may have a husband who wants to retire in Annapolis and a wife who wants to go to North Carolina. I mean, you need to resolve that.
What are their expectations, I guess?
Yes, what are their expectations? Mm-hmm. And you need to talk about, okay, I'm going to retire this time, what are we going to do when we retire? You know, there are stories about, there's actually one financial planner told me about a corporate executive who retired after all those years, and his wife had been a stay-at-home wife. Well, he basically retired, and he had no plan.
Mm-hmm.
So he really got on her nerves telling her how to do the things that she had done, you know, all these years. And finally she sat down and said, you need to figure out something to do. And that's part of thinking about what you're going to do, because if you ask retirees, What was one of the biggest mistakes I made, you know, other than not saving enough? They'll say, a lot of times they'll say, I retired too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you need to think about, because, playing golf is nice, but you could get tired of that really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I lived in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands for many years, and we used to watch, you know, these big executives come down and retire, and they're going to lay on the beach, you know, and they'd have lots of money. But after about a year, they were just so bored. You could tell. You could really tell. And some of them really deteriorated because they just didn't have enough to do, or they didn't have the excitement. And, you know, it's pretty diverse and certainly a beautiful place. But that would be true whether you were here or there, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're saying plan what you going to do when you retire as well.
And talk to your spouse about it.
Okay.
You know, make sure you're on the same page.
Yes, yes.
And that's one, you know, and I'm talking about, that's one of the advantages of sitting down with a financial planner.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ask both of you, and sometimes you'll see, you know, I wasn't thinking the same thing as my spouse.
Uh-huh. We're talking, everyone, my listeners, we're talking with Rodney A. Brooks. His website is rodneyabrooks.com. His Facebook page is Rodney A. Brooks. And his Twitter handle is P-E-R-F-I-G-U-Y. So, Rodney, talk to us a little more. And also, if you have questions, call in 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Another thing in your book that you talk about is the discussion with your significant other, spouse or otherwise, is sometimes adult children need money or adult children move home. Is that a conversation you need to have, you think, in terms of what your plans are for retirement?
Well, it's a conversation, but it's also a really good way to wreck your retirement. I mean, I want to say people want to take care of the children out there, but that's lots of time. That's not in your retirement plan. I mean, you figured out how you're going to take care of yourself.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so one of the biggest things financial planners say it can cause a problem in that is the fact that you're supporting your grown children, and all kinds of they may have a midlife crisis, they may a divorce, they come home with two children and you're taking care of grandchildren and helping with expenses and that's not in the budget. So that's another way to wreck your retirement. So, yeah, you need to have a discussion about it, but you also need to be aware of the fact that it can really put you off track.
Right.
Now, kind of related to that is college tuition.
I hear a lot of people say they're borrowing from their 401k to pay for college tuition for their children. Is that a good idea?
Bad idea.
Okay, okay.
You can take out a loan for college, but you can't take out a loan for retirement.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so not only are you do you have these funds that are not growing, but you're not it's gonna be good for both of you to think about not taking from, because your kids are gonna end up taking care of you if you have no retirement.
True. And you don't want that. Most people don't want that.
Right. So you're basically drawing down. You can't make up that money once you retire. You don't have that paycheck coming in anymore.
Right. That's a good point. That's a very good point. Now, another thing that you talk about in your book is the fact that a lot of people are remarrying after they retire. Does that present some interesting challenges What kind of things do you recommend for? Because the divorce rate among people over 60 is skyrocketing, and the marriage rate for people over 60. People 90 years old are getting married too. I just heard the other day.
Yeah.
What kinds of discussions do you recommend for couples who are about to retire or have already retired if they're thinking about remarrying?
There's a lot of complications with remarrying, for one, the divorce rate is even higher when you remarry. Okay, so a prenup should be considered for
both. Absolutely, we've done several programs on prenuptial agreements. My regular listeners will know we have done several programs, and if you haven't heard them, go to lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com and look at listen to the programs. Prenups are definitely indicated. Okay.
Yes. Before you get married, you need to have this is for remarrying or marrying. You need to sit down and have a discussion about finances. Okay. You need to put everything on the table. This is what I owe. This is what I have saved. Credit reports and everything.
And did you sign for your child's college loans?
Right.
I saw that in your book. I was like, oh my God, I never thought about that. Yeah, you need to know if you guaranteed your children's student loans, because a lot of children are defaulting on those loans.
Right. Yes, and okay, and you should know, and you know from estate planning that, okay, that one of the complications in second marriages is children of the first marriage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have whole programs on blended families. Right. Yeah.
So you kind of want to make sure that your children are taken care of as also. That's one of the reasons, so you know, that they're so, that our prenuptial agreement is recommended.
What about changing beneficiaries on your IRAs and your life insurance policies?
People forget to do that, and one of the last things you want to do when you die is to have the money going to not the person that you wanted it to.
And that happens.
Right, that happens.
That happens a lot. You just forget to change the beneficiary, and the first wife gets all the money.
Right, and you know, and many people don't, you know, think that if you have a will, that takes care of that.
No, it doesn't.
But yes, yes, you know.
No, it doesn't.
That.
I know that. Yeah, yes, I try and tell people the will, the beneficiary designation trumps the will.
Right.
It just does.
Yes. So there, you know, people have, you know, people have been in 401ks, pensions, life insurance, and just never thought to change the beneficiary.
Yeah.
When that situation's changed, you know, spouses
big
die,
difference.
So that needs to be high on everybody's
right, list. Right. You're listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. We have as our guest Rodney A. Brooks. Give us a call at 1-800-450-7876. That's 1-800-450-7876. Now, Rodney, tell us also, because you have a really good section in your book about scams that seniors fall for. That's a fairly serious situation that we're seeing with a lot of seniors. What kind of scams are people falling for now?
Yeah. You know, MetLife did a survey and found that seniors older than 60 lose about $6 billion a year.
$6 billion a year? Wow, wow.
Scams.
That's amazing. Hold on just a moment, Rodney. We have a call. Hello?
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Good morning. Thank you for the show.
Yes.
Now, I would like to know, a lot of times when I hear, you know, the financial shows, the guests and their expertise, they speak a lot about those that, well, if you have $100,000, you should be saving whatever. Well, what is your advice for those that really have struggled through the economy several times, not just this one, but the ones in the past? You know, you have the folks that are working, like myself, contract jobs. They begin and they end. They begin, they're in. And it's so tough to, you know, keep going through that repeatedness of being out of work and back in work, and you have to use your savings in order to survive. And now, for me, I have to start, I mean, from ground zero all over again. I'm in my 50s. You really don't make enough to kind of save, you know, put something small away. But when you have exhausted everything, what is your advice to really start over again?
Good question.
Yeah,
Rodney, what do you say to that?
I say first, it's never too late to start saving, and no matter how little if it's $10 a week or $10 a month, start doing that. Mm-hmm. And you may not be able to, if you have it saved, you may not be able to live in the lifestyle and retirement that you are living now. So I say, you know, we talked about how to lower expenses, but you still need to save. Okay, so say you still need to put aside, you know, $5 a week, $10 a week, whatever you can, start saving now. Think about that you're probably going to have to work longer, and see if there, you know, see where you can cut, and it's still, you still need a plan.
Okay? Yeah. So yeah.
Whether you make $100,000 or you make $20,000, you know, if you have a plan, and you may not be able to afford to go to a financial advisor, but, you know, if you put together a budget, that's the plan.
Can I just also say that I've put together a budget. I'm at bare bones. I have decreased everything that I could possibly decrease. I don't mind living at this lifestyle because I've already have everything that I really need. But as you said, you know, working longer, I really don't want to work until I'm 80 years old. And, I mean, is there, you know, full-time jobs are very hard to find these days. So it's like, and savings, yes, I'm putting money away for savings. But, again, you get a contract job for a year, you're out. For 6 months, you're out. And then you have to dabble in, you know, whatever you've saved to survive until, you know, your next gig comes along. I mean, is there anything that, you know, again, saving and being on a budget, I've done that. I've downsized to where, you know, I'm able to live way, way, way below my means.
And it's, okay, so then it sounds like you're doing the right things, you know, is the what you're really going to be thinking about now is, you know, how am I going to live? How am I going to live? You know, once I do stop working, and you know, you may have to take Social Security early, but you know, the biggest thing I still say is, you know, try to have a savings plan. It's hard to do, you know, and of course, you know, you can't do an emergency fund if you don't have the money that to you know, for your regular living expenses. Mm-hmm.
And maybe look for other sources of income.
Yeah.
As well, the internet, I think, offers a lot of resources. Maybe, you know, having a business on the internet. At least I know for a lot of younger people, I have a nephew that did this. He started selling sunglasses over the internet when he was 12 years old. I was like, my God, you know, I mean, if you can learn those kind of skills, you know, there may be ways of doing that. But you just have to keep trying. You have to. You just have to. Just one moment. I think I have another caller.
Real quick, I'm sorry. Just when can I take Social Security? At what age?
You could take it as early as your retirement age depends on when you were born, but you could take it as early as 62.
Okay. Thank you so much for your advice. I'll keep listening. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Thank you. Is there another caller? Yes, there is. Thank you. I thought so. Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Oh, did they hang up? Oh, they must have gone. I'm sorry. Okay, we missed it.
Good morning.
Good morning. There you are.
Okay. Attorney Mitchell, this is Glenda Wheeler Allen.
Oh, yes, Glenda. How are you? How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Very good.
Great information this morning.
Well, good.
And I just wanted to share a very important budget item that's coming before the D.C. Council.
Okay.
That hopefully will assist you and your listeners.
Okay. Mr. Brooks, if you don't mind, hold on just a moment. I'm going to let Ms. Wheeler make this announcement because I told her that I would do this.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and then we'll be right back. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
All right. Glenda?
Thank you.
Please quickly, yes.
On April 23rd, the D.C. Council will be hearing, and it's the budget that's going to be going before the Housing and Community Development Committee, which is chaired by Councilwoman Anita Bonds. They will be taking up several items, but of particular importance to many of your listeners should be that they will be looking at the Office on Aging's budget. This is a very critical agency which helps to fund several programs for our seniors, in particular Home Care Partners, which provides licensed, very capable aides to seniors, and also, very important to those caregivers, it also supports the Caregivers Institute.
Uh-huh.
And so I just hope that your listeners can do what they can to support and to let our council people know that our seniors are important, those individuals who help to care for them are important. We help to make sure that these individuals are not a burden to the city. mm-hmm. and that's their responsibility, and that they are safe and can stay in the home that is the best place for them to be.
Okay, and this will be on there's April an effort 20th. To cut their budget? Is that the issue?
There is some discussion that the budget may actually be cut this year. It's not
it
a huge budget
increased.
In the first place.
Yeah.
But there's some discussion that this budget may actually be cut, and this will be devastating. Absolutely
okay.
devastating to the seniors and as well as to the caregivers. The hearing will be held, as I stated, on April 23rd.
Okay.
There's several other hearings which will be going on as well. The hearings for this particular committee, the Housing and Community Development Committee, will start at 11 a.m. And this is at
okay.
the John A. Wilson Building,
okay.
1350 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest in Washington, D.C.
And that's on April 23rd.
And that's on April 23rd, which
okay.
is a Thursday.
Okay. Thank you very
we
much.
We need your support. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
Have
you.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Attorney
Bye-bye.
Wheeler. Thank you. Mr. Brooks, I'm sorry for that interruption, but I had
problem.
Promised Ms. Wheeler. I think that's important. She was
yes.
a guest on the show a couple of weeks back, but taking care of our seniors is very important, and
mm-hmm.
all of us, if we're lucky, have mothers and fathers and uncles and brothers who need to be taken care of. Anyway, we were just about to talk about, God, the time has gone so fast. Can you just very quickly tell us about scams that seniors need to be aware of and people who are in retirement kind of are falling for that can really damage them financially as well?
Okay, sure. I'll go over three real quick. Okay, right now it's tax time. Okay, so there's a big deal with identity theft, but one of the scams is people calling up saying, this is the IRS and you owe this money. Well, you know it's a scam because the IRS will not call you. They will send you a letter, and they
okay.
usually ask you to send a money order or something that's easily turned to cash. So,
mm-hmm.
so that's how to know that one.
Okay.
There's the lottery scam. They call and ask, or basically an advance fee scam. They call and tell you that you ordered something or that you inherited something and you have to pay fees to get it.
Mm.
Never pay for anything that you have not ordered.
There's
even a grandparent scam. Okay, so this one you get, you know, someone calls you from somewhere out of the country or somewhere, they say they're your grandchild, and you know, because of the long distance or whatever, older people are sometimes confused, and they could be crying to change their voice, and they say they've been arrested, they're in a foreign country, can you wire them some money? People are actually falling for that one.
Wow. So you really have to be careful.
Yes.
You really have to be careful. Unfortunately, we are just about out of time. Are we getting there? I want to reiterate, everyone who's listening, please go to Amazon.com and download the book that Mr. Brooks has written. It is excellent, and it's only $2.51. Everybody can afford that, and it is packed with really good information for people who are well, for everybody, really and truly, but particularly for people who are beginning to think about retirement. What, in summary, would you want people to know? What are the most important points that you want to make to the audience, Mr. Brooks?
Let me just do a couple. We've talked about Social Security. That's people need to think more about their a decision. Taking Social Security early can mean losing out on a couple of $100,000 during your retirement. I mean, if you can afford to wait, I know not everybody can. That's one thing. But and I would say again, sit down with your husband and wife. Sit down and talk about finances, not just about retirement. Sit down and talk. Some people say a date night, you know, once
mm-hmm.
a month, to just sit down and have dinner at a restaurant. But that's and no other distractions. Just talk about finances.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do, you know, what needs to be done. But we don't do that as much as we need as couples.
And one thing I noticed in the book you talk about is when one party alone handles the finances, that can be dangerous. I think
that can be dangerous if that partner dies. Mm-hmm. So you have the spouse, and in these cases, it's usually the wife who has no knowledge, and they don't know where anything is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where the finance. Mm-hmm. They don't know accounts. They don't know account numbers. Everything needs to be shared, and you can do that if you sit down, with that once a month. But it's a really bad idea for one person to do something. Totally.
Right, right. And to be sure that you are well taken care of. I think there are a lot of cases, or there are some cases where you think that you are, and the person may be diligently trying to, but if something happens to him or her, you may find out, well, no, things were not in order.
That's
and
right.
It's too late to do something at that
point. Yeah, and that's happened a lot,
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah, it does. You have been a great guest. I thank you so much for coming on to share your knowledge with us. And as I said before to my listening audience, please go online and order his book. It is just excellent. It's one of the few books on retirement that I've read that is not so full of charts and is not just about money, and it doesn't scare you to death about, oh my God, I'm gonna be a pauper when I'm old and gray. But it has really practical. We didn't even get into talking about being careful about depression. You get bored when you stop working.
Right.
How to, expectations, stress on marriage. We talked a little bit about remarrying and so forth. But as you said before, always have a budget and start saving, always do that. How can people reach you, Mr. Brooks?
Okay, my email is rbrooks@usatoday.com.
Okay.
On Twitter, again, it's @PerfiGuy. That's PerfiGuy.
How often does your column come out in USA Today?
The column comes out biweekly. The mm-hmm. previous columns are actually on USA Today. You could go to the USA Today website and do a search for my name, and
okay.
all of my previous columns will come up. It's in the print edition on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday.
Okay.
The one I did this week was on estate planning.
Mm-hmm. I wish I would have known you. Yes.
How important that is.
That's huge. Yes.
So the next one will be week after next, but
okay.
It runs every other Wednesday.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you very much. I think you touched on information that a lot of my listeners needed to have. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, really. Next week, we're going to have Mr. LeCount R. Davis, Sr. He is called the Dean of the Financial Planners in this area. He's going to come on and talk to us about how to accumulate wealth. How do you save? What are the steps that you take? LeCount has shepherded and guided and counseled individuals, couples, and families for over 30 years in this area. And so he knows from practical experience and from his own professional expertise how to guide people into financial security. And I'm honored to announce that he will be on next week. So please listen next week, because we're going to have very good, important information for all ages. This is Attorney Ethel Mitchell. You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Have a good week, and I will be back next week.
You've You've been listening to Law Talk with Ethel Mitchell. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another informative broadcast. To reach Attorney Mitchell, you may do so by calling 202-772-1988. That's 202-772-1988. Or log on to her website, www.lawtalkwithethelmitchell.com.
WOL Washington, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, a Radio 1 station, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Hey, there's my son. You've been in your room all morning.
Hey, Dad.
Matt, what's wrong with your voice?
There is nothing wrong with my voice.
Oh, well, it's just sort of...
I have been playing my video games and electronic games for so many hours.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it might be time for you to take a break, or...
Hello, Dad.
Susan?
I have been watching TV and text messaging all morning. Yay, electronics. Yay.
Guys, I think it's about time to get in the car and take a little trip. Maybe see some trees, some green things.
What are these green things you speak of?
This weekend... unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Psst. Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa, what happened to us? We used to be so much more active, but lately you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my...